بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When we speak about mannerisms and adab, then this is such a vast topic that it is difficult to say that on this occasion this is what you must do. On this occasion, this is what you need to do. One word that will encapsulate and cover it up entirely is to ensure that your sati or your friend or your Muslim brother or the person that is with you, even though he may not be a Muslim, he is comfortable. You won't speak about things that will hurt. You will not behave in a way that will inconvenience. You will not do things that will cause some type of grief or some type of pain. You're traveling together, for example, and one sati smokes. So he must understand that if he's going to smoke, then others are going to be inconvenienced. Others will find it difficult to correct him by don't smoke. And he will say, no, I paid also to be here. Just as you have paid, I have got my freedom as you have got your freedom. So it is not a question of the freedom, but it is a question of convenience and inconvenience. You want to smoke, the next person is going to be inconvenienced. Similarly, you don't discuss things that will cause pain to the next person. Maybe what you're talking about is the truth. Right? Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl, he accepted Islam. So, Nabi Sam had given a piece of advice at that time that don't speak about the father now. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it's not going to do any good to the living. But it's going to bring hurt, it's going to bring pain. Now you're going to talk about his father. His father was Abu Jahl, what an opposition to Islam, what a pain in the neck he was. So it's not going to bring any good to this person, but definitely it's going to cause pain to him. So what do you gain out of causing pain? So you don't discuss those matters that will cause pain. For example, now you're traveling, and now there is a Salafi that is traveling with you. Deliberately, you don't want this. Don't want talking about, hey, yeah, you, people don't wear topis in namaz. We all got that wrong. So why should you discuss a matter? Why should you discuss a topic that will cause pain? Rather, you show him your good mannerisms, would show him your good ways, and it is likely that he takes a liking to you because of your good mannerisms and good ways. Now you say, no, I must speak the truth. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرًّا. So, every occasion, it's not an occasion to speak about these things. There's an occasion that you speak about it, an occasion that you don't speak about it. Now a person is changing his life. And he'd been perhaps in sports or something. So he came now, for example, he came here, and he'd been heavy in sports, very active in sports. So now you've seen the person, and he's known to be very active in sports. So you'll ask, Mawlana, how is it to be a sportsman? So obviously now you're running the person down, you want him to hear, usko sunana hai. You want him to hear, therefore you're asking the type of question. Why must you put such a question? So sometimes it happens that we ask for other people. We're not thinking now, is it for my good or is it to run that person down, to make him here now, put him in his place. So overall, what adab requires is, how can I make the next person comfortable? Whichever way, in speech, in my behavior, in my ways, my mannerisms, in everything, how must I make the next person comfortable? One person comes to Ravi Snorsan, and he offers some type of a cloth. So Rasul receives it كَأَنَّهُ مُحْتَاجٌ إِلَيْهِ. He receives it as though he needs it. Now this I see in Abu Buzurgan Adin, that you offer them some gift, say, yeah, achche waqt par le aaya, mujhe iski zarurat thi. Now, how that person feels? Doesn't he feel nice? He feels, hey, mashallah, I got it the right time, I just called, mashallah. I hit the jackpot because the buzuk really needed the thing and I brought you at the right time. So how his heart feels? His heart feels very nice. You see, kyun takleef uthai? Why you took the problem? You should have taken the problem, you should have taken the difficulty. Now how does he feel? Then I feel nice. And the first case, the person feels nice. So it's to make your brother feel nice. Make him feel comfortable, make him feel relaxed. In all your responses, all your ways, all your behaviors, all your mannerisms, how do you make him feel happy? We only hear that one story of that khichdi without salt. And that one you keep in the corner of the head, and we feel all the other will be only that day in 50 years when she will cook that biryani without the salt. But it applies to every situation, a lot of situations. For example, now you go home and your wife says, you know, you're feeling tired today, man, feeling tired. So now it's going to be seen now how you're going to respond. Tired, not feeling well. So what you did the kitchen, you prepared the breakfast, there was some clothing that had to be dried, you put that to dry. You did the whole kitchen up. And then you say, darling, come and have breakfast. Now, that's the adab for that occasion. See, that's the adab for that occasion. Hey, you're always sick now. Whenever I'm mehman in my house, also you're sick. So what are you good for? Now, is that the way? Is that adab? Now, that's the adab that's going to be seen. And the adab that you show outside, that is secondary. What you show inside your home, that is primary. What you're doing is you're showing adab, everybody has adab, showing them good faces, showing them a lot of akhlaq, a lot of khidmat for them. But what about the home? If she says, I'm not feeling well, I'm tired today, have some... So, no, yeah, you're always sick, man. Well, what's the good of having a woman like you? That if she's sick also, she'll get up, she'll come, she'll do whatever whatever you need, she will do it. But that's not adab. You lost out. You must think to yourself, you lost out in your home. You lost out 1 year, you lost. 1 day you lost out 1 year. Not 1 day. Because the home was the point where you needed to show most akhlaq. And there you lost out very badly. Very, very badly you lost out. Everything else can be put aside. Quoted several Buzurgan Adin. They were so particular about this. Mazhar Sahib Rahmatullahi was the founder of Saharanpur Madrasa, Mazahirul Ulum. If his wife was sick, then he would take leave from the Madrasa for that duration, 3 days, and he will dedicate himself to the khidmat of his wife. What? He will dedicate himself to the khidmat. How many ulama think of that? How many ulama ever thought of that? That I must take leave from the madrasa and dedicate myself to the khidmat of my wife the day that she's sick. Say, no, if I'm going to do this, then they'll say I'm zan murid. I got bear to my wife. So they'll say. It's a different thing. We don't show in this sphere, we don't show akhlaq. If akhlaq is shown and displayed, it's to outsiders. It's to everybody else that belongs outside the home. But within the home, do we show akhlaq? Rasulullah comes home and he is also engaging in some of the services, some of the khidmat of the home. Don't you read that hadith? Sometime to milk the goat, or to clean up, or whatever else is required in the house, he's doing it himself. Whereas the Nabi is beyond our comprehension how high it, how he is. No, which man can really comprehend the greatness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then when in the confines of his home, he's doing his own work. He's cleaning his garment, he's patching something up, shoes require some attention, he's doing that. The goat needs to be milked, that's been done. So, kana fi khidmati ahlihi. He's helping out in the chores of the house. Now, that's the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I say, if we fail in adab, we fail in mannerism, we fail very badly. Very, very badly. So the idea is how to bring about that comfort within the framework of the house. How to bring about that comfort, that ease within the framework of the house. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali was so particular about this. His respected family was old, sickly, and she lost that the freshness, like you have someone is youthly and fresh. So she lost that. But Hazrat Ji Ramtai in that age also used to call her Begum. Not Begum, Dulhan. Dulhan used to call her Dulhan. My bride. When she's old now. But when he will call her, he will address her my bride. Maybe on that Mother's Day or Wife's Day or Father's Day you may say my bride, right? But the rest of the year you will call your wife that bride, my bride. You know, if someone asks you something, say, no, let me go and find out from the old lady what she says. Let me find out from the old lady what she says. Here he's addressing the woman, addressing the wife as the bride. How great she feels. Although she's sickly, but how great she feels. My husband is grateful towards me. So this mannerism, we don't show it, we don't display it within the house. And if we show it, in one thing we show it. Yeah, like I say, if something needs to be washed, something needs to be attended, right? Or some mehman just came in, unexpected. You can see now that she's asleep. So you will go and disturb her. Alhamdulillah, for many years, if I'm at home and I need something, or I got some mehman, unexpected, I won't get them up. I will do it myself. One cup of tea, some biscuits here and there, that everybody can do. Can't we do that? Or to make bhajjas and samosas and all that, that may be a little bit difficult. But to make a little bit of a toast or some tea, some biscuit, some whatever, we can offer that. Can't we offer that? We can all offer that. All that we can do it. And then you can tell the mehman, hey, you just come at about 12 o'clock, inshallah, everything will be, I'll give you a real meal. So he knows now, right, he came at an odd time, so this is what he's got. But he comes, say, 3-4 hours later, inshallah, everything will be in place. So the family also knows, and you also know, that she will not be inconvenienced. If she's sleeping, she will not be inconvenienced. She won't be disturbed. Right? So how to make that home a real home? How to make that home a real home? Make that home like Jannat. If you see our Buzugara Deen, they were so particular about these things. Al-Mu'an Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi, he is at home and he requires a compulsory bath. Compulsory ghusl he requires. In the meanwhile, he hears a groaning sound from the neighborhood. India, up till now, most homes are sharing one wall. It's just one wall, it's dividing two apartments. So if someone is crying on that end, you can make out that someone is crying. So he's hearing a groan. So Hazrat used to have one Khadim, Sulaiman. And Hazrat says himself, after the faraiz, you know, faraz namaz, then I consider it as the most important thing to be kind and considerate to my family. And as a consideration and as a respect to her, I have a Khadim. So at an odd time, something has to be done. I have to do something, I need something, or my family needs something. Either I need it or either my family needs it, then I have got someone to refer to. She can also refer to him, I can also refer to him. See what he's saying? Just mark his words. After the other farais, I consider this to be the most important thing after the farais. You see, in our works, like we're doing dini work, for example, in tabligh, or doing waaz and bayan, or writing or something. When all these things are right, then Allah Ta'ala inspires you. Then the right thing goes on your pen, the right thing goes on your tongue, and the right type of inspiration comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to you. So your work becomes very much easy. Because you are practicing the hadith, irhamu man fil ard. So Allah Ta'ala will inspire your pen, He'll inspire your thought, He'll inspire your bayan, everything will be inspired. But you need to see that you are showing the type of consideration and respect. Now you don't show that consideration and respect, and then you give a very powerful bayan, a lot of tahqiq I gave. But that bayan didn't have any effect, no effect. You think within yourself, no, I had a very powerful bayan. I gave a very powerful bayan. But did that bayan have any effect? No. See, a bayan, how you need to understand, bayan is like rain, right? So if it rained and it poured, you won't say now that rain was very beneficial, you won't say that. You will say it's beneficial after you saw the crops that came out. It poured. And there was no crops that came out. Rain came and went, but nothing forthcoming. But it was an average level rain, moderate rain. And with that moderate rain, a lot of crop came out. Won't you say that that was beneficial rain? Ghais and nafiya. So that is the beneficial rain. So similarly, your bayan will be beneficial when you are doing these things. When this thing is happening, then that bayan is also beneficial. What you are writing also is beneficial. What you are advising is also beneficial. Simple words, but it will be very, very beneficial. So you have to first receive that mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you receive it? By being merciful to others. Considerate, respectful. So, Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi, his pen used to just write, just flow. He's reading Quran Sharif, and many a times, as he's taking a walk in the morning, then he used to stop in the recitation and he'll write something. The thoughts will just, the inspirations will just come, the ilham will just come. This is an answer to this question here, this is the answer to this query, this is an answer to this query. And he's writing it quickly and he's continuing with his walk. Then half an hour walk and about 10-15 great ishkals are all answered. See, how easily Allah Ta'ala makes it. But that ease becomes because you are good towards others. Not only good, but you are kind and considerate. So Allah Ta'ala makes your work easy. All that seemed to be like a dead end, you know, cul-de-sac, like a dead end. Allah Pak opened the way for you. You find it so easy, smooth, and you're just moving. So Mawlana heard that groan in the neighboring home. So he got up, his sleep now, his sleep broke. It's a winter's night, you know, winter's night and severe cold. India, they have that Sardi ka chilla, that 40 days, very cold, extremely cold. Because it's near the Himalayas, so it's very, very cold. Now Mawlana needs a compulsory bath. And he's heard this groan from the next door. So he's got the Sulaiman. Sulaiman is the Khadim. So if there's any work, then Mawlana would tell that Khadim. So that the wife also feels comfortable that if there's any emergency, there's a man. Right? See how we need to plan ourselves. Now we don't think like this. We never think like this. If you got extra money, so now we'll go for Umrah, go for Hajj. That is in its place. But immediate needs, how the immediate needs are going to be fulfilled? So you got someone now, mentally you feel at ease. Now I got someone, anything has to be done, so I'll tell him and he will do that work for me. So the cost a little bit more says that I consider this to be the most important thing after the farais, to keep the family people at ease and comfortable. I consider it to be the most important thing after farais. See, when we look at the tasawwuf, then we look at it with very, very narrow blinkers, one-sided, one-minded. make some zikr, dawa, finished class. Or if you did khidmat, then you did khidmat for others. So very narrow blinkers we looked at it. We didn't look at it from a broader perspective. Is this person also happy? Is she comfortable? Is he comfortable? Do we look at it in that way? See, this person here is making khidmat. So this is how it opens out to you. When you are of khidmat, you are of service, and you are of comfort. You are a means of comfort for others. At any point of time, day or night, but you are a means of comfort. See, now what's happening now presently is, I want to be of service, but that service must be such, okay, I get a little bit of, people talk a little bit about me. I want to be of service, but I must be of such service that people must talk about me. So this is how we look at it. So anyway, Mawlana heard that groan, so he called for Sulaiman. Sulaiman was his khadim. Even that Sulaiman khadim, he will call him with respect, Mia Sulaiman. Like I will say, Mr. Sulaiman or something. So they say, Mia Sulaiman. Jiyazat. So they hear some groaning in the next door house. What's going on? So he went and investigated that the woman was in labor. Now, you're talking of Tanabu, and there's no hospital nearby. And even if there's a hospital, there's no transport. The only available transport is a train. And that railway station from the house will be about 1-2 kilometers. That part of the night, you don't want to get a rickshaw, nothing. And if there's a railway station, it's 2 kilometers away. That train will go to the town where there's a hospital after 10 hours. So there's no available, you can't access the doctor at that time. Because the train is going to the town only 10 hours later. So how are you going to go to the doctor? Can't. Even if you go to the doctor, there's no good, no benefit. So, Mawlana requires a compulsory bath. He went and took a bath. Then he wrote on dua for this lady here that was in labor. And told her to tie it up. Told Sulaiman, go and give it to her. Tie it up. And immediately the child is delivered. Then return that dua of mine. But for writing the dua, Mawlana had to take a bath. So in the cold, he took a bath. Took a bath in the cold. Wrote the dua. Passed it on. And alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah, about half an hour, 1 hour, the child was delivered. He came and conveyed the message. Alhamdulillah, the child is delivered. So, who can be of kindness to that level? Who knows what is adab all about? Who knows what is akhlaq all about? Otherwise, now the adab akhlaq will be maaf. You know, we just got for some came for some work. Maaf. It's one two words we've learnt. Tabiat kaisi hai, maaf karna. You know, I encroached on your time. I'm sorry about this. So few words we have learnt, and we consider that few words that we have learnt as adab. But real adab is to bring about some happiness, some ease to that person, some comfort to that person. And really when he needed that he needed that, and you are there for him. So that's real adab. And this real adab comes when your mind is alert. Okay, say if I was in that condition, how would I have liked someone to treat me? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is travelling with the Sahaba Kiram, and three people are sharing one animal. So those two Sahaba Kiram that are sharing the camel with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are saying, Ya Rasulullah, no, you should ride, we will take a walk. So Rasulullah tells them, no. You are stronger than me. You are stronger than me, number one. Number two, neither am I more independent of sawab than yourself. If you are in need of sawab, then I am in need of sawab as well. We'll go equally. So Nabi Sam is bringing himself to their level. That you are stronger than me, that you will go walking whilst I will go onto the mount. And nor am I more independent of sawab than yourself. So you will walk, I will walk. You will mount, I will mount. Now how comfortable it is to work with a person. Because I say, hey, this man, yeah, we got him with us now. all the way we'll have to put him onto the mount and we'll have to walk. Isn't it a burden? In your mind, you'll show, outwardly you'll show respect, but mentally, don't you consider that as a burden? No, no. You will mount, I will mount. You will walk, I will walk. So no, mashallah. What a beautiful person, what an excellent person to be working with. That he will also share the burden like how we take the burden on. He will also take the load like how we take the load on. Now this is akhlaq, this is a gist of character, this is a gist of good behavior. So unfortunately what has happened today is we have learned some bayan, some waqiat, and then we consider that to be the whole adab. Was that ayat in the Quran Sharif? Illa amaniya wa inhum illa yazunnu. Was that ayat? Huh? Yeah, illa amaniya. Some fanciful talks and some fanciful incident, waqiyat and all that. This buzurg did this, this buzurg that did that. So we learned that's waqiyat. We learned that waqiyat, and learning that waqiyat, what we consider, we feel that now that we've learned that waqiyat, now we have got that adab. And if someone didn't show us that adab, then we are astonished. Hey, but I came here, this was my student, he didn't show me the adab. He's not going to prosper, no? Finish now, finish for him. End of the road for him. I came here and he didn't even show me any respect. You know that Shamsuddin Halwadi Kissa, Sirah Bhutfield. Immediately, all your rights, you have secured all your rights. It goes straight away, Shamsuddin Halwani Rahmatullahi, straight away it goes there. See, hey, what? This student here now, I don't make badwa for him, but now, what's going to happen to this child? What's happened to him? See, now, how we reason? So, this is that essence of adab. That how can I make life more enjoyable for this person here, for that person? How can I make it more comfortable for him? What should I do? How should I conduct myself? What does he like? What does he disapprove of? Allah grant us the tawfiq that we understand what is akhlaq, and we don't only apply it to just the circumstance that is enjoyable to us and the circumstance that is easy for us. Anyway, we put ourselves to difficulty to put that person to rest. We put ourselves to discomfort so that that person may be comfortable. And Miqdad radiallahu anhu, when initially people used to accept Islam, then they used to come and live in Medina Munawwara for a few days, learn the basic concepts of Islam and then return. So Miqdad had come with approximately 12, 13 people. So Rasulullah used to distribute the mihman, whoever, he would take some, others would take some. Here Miqdad and his jamaat, and they had stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sahib made them feel comfortable that you see, there's the goat here, you'll milk the goat and you'll drink and leave some for me. Don't wait for me, just leave some for me, like how you'll tell the family, I'll come late, let's leave something in the micro, I'll come and let's heat it up and I'll carry on, don't wait for me. So Nabi Sahib asked them to be at home, you'll enjoy yourselves and you'll go to sleep. Don't wait for me because he has to attend to some mashwara or whatever else. Important aspects of Muslims in Islam, you have to attend to that. So if you're going to wait for me, then your sleeping pattern will all be disturbed and disrupted. So you all continue. So this group of Sahaba-i-Kiram, as Rasulullah explained, this group of Sahaba-i-Kiram, they had taken their milk and they had gone to rest. Miqdad radiallahu anhu, he was having his share of the milk. So he thought to himself, you know, this little bit more I'll have, little bit more. You know how we think, little bit more, little bit more. In the meanwhile, the little bit more, that whole thing got finished. Sometimes it happens, you're really hungry now, little bit left. He said, I have just a little bit more, just a little bit more. And that before you realize it, and the whole thing got wiped out. He got a fear of his life. Nabi Sam will come just now and he'll find there's no milk, and then if he makes baddua, I'll be finished. He's a new Muslim and I just came in now. This was the first episode that came. So So anyway, now he says, I don't know, I'm tossing around. I can't sleep because of the worry now. Nabi Sallam is going to come now. So Nabi Sallam came in. And now see how he's come, how he comes into the house also, see how he comes. Says the person that is awake, he will hear the greeting, and the one that is asleep, his sleep is not disturbed in the least. So consideration for the awake and the consideration for the sleeping, both. That's a kamal, that's kamal. Consideration for the one that is awake and consideration for the one that is asleep. So the Muslim goes towards the milk and he sees nothing. So he comes near the musalla and he makes dua. Allahumma at'im man atamani wasqi man saqani. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Whoever feeds me, Allah Ta'ala, feed him. Whoever gives me drink, grant him drink. And Migdadiran heard this, he said, hey, now, come what may, there must be milk here now. Because the Muslim make the dua, feed the one that feeds me, give drink to the one that gives me drink. So there must be some milk here now. He went straight for that goat. And that thing got filled up, straight. So that whole utensil got filled up. So Nabi Sallam offered him, after he went to the musalla, performed his namaz, everything over, and he offered it to her Migdad. Now Migdad, as he says, I couldn't hold my laugh now. Because what I've been doing just now, all the underhand work I was doing, I couldn't contain my laugh. Anyway, Nabi Sallam offered him, he drank. Sahaba Kiram used to say, like Abu Huraira says, what bouts of starvation we used to go through, and the bout of starvation we go through, you know, when we drink, then our stomach would come straight. That means the stomach was inside like this. Stomach was gone inside because of starvation. And they would drink and they would drink and drink and drink until the stomach comes straight. Now what even drinking, the stomach is like this. See the disparity, the difference. Their stomach was gone inside because of starvation, not eating, right? I think all of you, without any exception, without any, not taunting you, open your kurtas and just check your stomachs. It's going this way or it's going this way? I'm sure the stomach is going this way. Most of us, the stomach is going this way. Yeah? The most. So the Sahaba Ikram says that our stomach is going inside. And we drank, then the stomach came straight. Now the stomach, without even drinking, is going like this. So Hazrat Migdad radiallahu anhu says, I couldn't bear the laugh. And Nabi Sallam offered that milk to me. I drank. I drank one for the second time. I drank my share. I drank a little bit more. Now Nabi Sallam asked me to, he made a dua, I would milk that animal, I'm drinking for the third time now. Until I was really, really satisfied. So you know, this is the akhlaq. Little small things. It may seem small, but it means a lot. That you made that person comfortable, you made him, he's mentally relaxed and easy. Whereas Nabi Sallam could have come into the house, hey, these people are so inconsiderate. I came here, I made them my mihman. And they wiped my whole house out. Nothing. They don't even think about the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. What they think about me? He could have said these type of words. But see Nabi Sallam's, his ways, his mannerisms, his character. And that's the unfortunate part that when we talk of the Sawf. I did all my malmulat, everything I did, I'm proper Sufi. But what about the akhlaq? What about the character? What about bringing about comfort, ease, some type of happiness to your brother? Forget the brother, even the own home, you bring happiness in the house. So this is how we need to have our mind shaped. That I bring some happiness within the house, within the family, within the neighborhood, within the people that are acquainted to me, near and dear ones, I bring some type of comfort. We make that niyat now, from now. From now, Ramadan, and that was tonight, tonight is the 13th, 12th. 13th, yeah, make that niyat now. And every day at least we'll make it a point to make someone happy, and more the one that is near and dear to me. My cousin, or for example, my wife, or my brother, or my sister, or someone that is near, I'll try and make them feel comfortable, make them feel easy, happy. Even though I have to go through some difficulty, but I'll make them feel happy and relaxed and easy. So if we make the niyat, inshallah, Allah Pak will open the way. Allah Pak tawfiq nasib.